WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The proposal came from Israel. The announcement came from the White House.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. President Biden has announced a deal offered by Israel to end the war with Hamas. The phased-in plan includes a six-week ceasefire, the release of some hostages, followed by the release of the remaining hostages, and a complete end to the hostilities, and then rebuilding.
They should take this deal.
And Biden says it's time to begin this new stage for Israel to be secure and for the suffering to stop.
It's time for this war to end, for the day after.
And there's late word that Secretary of State Blinken has spoken to his counterparts in Turkey, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia about the proposal. Congressional leaders have invited Prime Minister Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress. It's not known whether or not President Biden supports that. A day after his conviction in New York, Donald Trump is sticking to his story.
This is a scam. There's a rigged trial. It shouldn't have been in that venue. We shouldn't have had that judge.
President Biden's response.
And it's reckless, it's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
Trump says he will appeal. It's been nearly a month since a Florida Panhandle deputy shot and killed Airman Roger Fortson when he answered the door with a gun pointed down. His mother, Mika, spoke about it days later.
You're going to give me justice whether you want to, Chef Eden, or not. If you're a man of your word, all those tears you looked in my face and cried.
And now the Okaloosa County, Florida Sheriff's Office says it has fired the deputy who killed Fortson, saying the use of deadly force was not objectively reasonable and violated department policy. The Connecticut woman convicted of helping her boyfriend plot the murder of his estranged wife and then cover it up is sentenced to 20 years in prison. Michelle Tracona spoke at the hearing.
I am a person of profound faith. And I have been praying and will continue to pray for those who suffered and still suffer.
As temperatures rise ahead of this summer, a new analysis looks at last summer's toll from the heat.
Federal data shows around 2,300 people in the U.S. died last summer, at least partly due to the effects of excessive heat, according to an analysis from the Associated Press. That's the highest number in 45 years of record keeping. And experts say the real death toll is likely even higher. Almost three quarters of the deaths were in five southern states: Arizona, Texas, Nevada, Florida, and Louisiana. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Dow closed up 575. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Progress Pride flag will fly over the Wisconsin State Capitol building for the month of June. In Wisconsin and across the United States, June is LGBTQ+ Pride Month. Governor Tony Evers said in a press conference on Friday that flying the Progress Pride flag is a symbol of his resolve to support the LGBTQ+ community.
Raising the Pride flag above the Wisconsin State Capitol sends a clear, unequivocal, and decisive message that in Wisconsin, all are welcome.
June is also Invasive Species Awareness Month. Visit the DNR website for info on how to hike, camp, fish, and garden in ways that prevent the spread of invasive species. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a weekend series against the Chicago White Sox, and the Sox not doing well at all. They've lost eight games in a row. Manager Pedro Grifol calling his players out this week.
We got no hit through eight, but pinch hitter, break it up. The rest of the guys, not the rest of the guys, most of the guys were flat today, unacceptable. That's all I got, flat, period. Major league game, got to respect it. Pretty simple.
How do you and the coaching staff treat the guys after that?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Why does that happen?
I'm not going to talk about it.
What do you see about the events?
No adjustments. We didn't make any adjustments to this guy.
The Brewers in first place by 5 games, having won 5 of their last 7. College football, the Badgers announcing yesterday they're going to play 2 of their regular season games on Fridays, the August 30th game against Western Michigan, conflicting with many high school games being played that Friday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, maybe a stray storm with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More storms possible Sunday afternoon, highs low 80s. Storms still possible Monday, high around 80. It's 69 degrees right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a new program in La Crosse trying to keep items out of dumpsters and put them to better use. Also a round of the good, the bad, and please let's not do this. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, welcome to this Friday edition of Nightlight. The last day in May, 'twas a fine May, if I may say, but we move on to official summer month, June, tomorrow, which will be fun. Great to have you with me tonight, here for Nightlight. Got a fun show. Once again, Anya is with me tonight, filling in for the K-Man. Anya, how are you?
I'm good. It's a Friday. I'm glad it's Friday, and I'm glad to be here, Pete.
I said, how are you?
Who are you?
Like all one word.
Who are you?
I don't know what happened.
How
there.
Are you? Where are you? All of it. I'm here. I'm
but
great.
You seem to understand what I was saying.
So. We speak the same language. It's
That's
all good.
Right. And it is National Smile Day. Did you know that?
I did not, but that sounds great.
Doesn't it? It seems like, I don't know. It seems like that's the kind of thing that would go a long way, a little way to help people have a better day and have like residual effects as the day goes on. You should be very conscious of what you're putting out there. Smile at other people. It's Friday night in downtown Green Bay, but we're broadcasting statewide live all over Wisconsin. And what better place, where could you possibly be that's a better place than Wisconsin? I love it. This is my favorite place, Wisconsin, summer and fall, my two favorite seasons. And I can't think of a better place to be than in Wisconsin. What about you? Anya, are you a native?
I am a native, yeah. Okay. I was born in Stevens Point. I lived pretty far up north for a little bit, and then in Wausau for a little bit, and now I'm a somewhat permanent resident of Milwaukee. So,
nice.
Yeah.
So you're very versed or familiar with our fair state.
I know good parts of it. I know bad parts of it, but yeah.
What are the bad parts?
Oh, see, do I name them? Because what if, you know, somebody's listening there? But I would say definitely the bad parts would be anywhere in Wisconsin, you can't get a good brandy old fashioned, which I think is few and far between.
Yeah.
But that would be my conservative estimate that way.
Okay. That's a very diplomatic answer.
I try.
And what about your favorite spots?
Oh, some of my favorite spots. I love, you know, the first thing that came to mind, I love the Dells. I know it's a little hokey, it's a little cheesy, but it is Wisconsin. But I love the Dells in the spring green area around there with the Players Theater, House on the Rock. That area is one of my favorites. What about you, Pete?
Is that considered the Driftless area?
I think, where
House on the Rock is, or is it sort of close by?
I don't know if it's considered Driftless. I think anywhere I go is considered a Driftless area, but I don't know if
Driftless?
It's a yeah. I drift around, you know.
I don't know about that. I think you got your act together. I would have to say where I went as a kid. I love the Three Lakes area. I love where I live now. We live by the water and in a nice little town. A town that's not without its problems, like everywhere, but I like living there. I like the people. So I would say those two places are probably my favorite. And then I love Madison. Madison is such a fun town. And, you know, so I would say those spots maybe.
I think those are some good spots. Yeah. Between the two of us, we could put together a pretty good tour of Wisconsin, I think.
A walking tour.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do a walking tour of Wisconsin. So Let's do this. Okay, I'm going to tell you who we have on the show. I'm going to tell you tonight's question. And then speaking of Madison, we're going to play another clip from my time in Madison last week. I did the show a couple nights from Madison. And I hit State Street, and I'm going to be doing my best to hit all the cities in Wisconsin. That's a lot of cities. But I'll hit the ones I pass through and the ones I'm in. And I want to find out what people are up to, what they're watching, what they like about their town. And I love finding out who is from what town. Like when it comes to fame, I love finding out what people are from what town. I have so many strange connections to the Marinette area. Not me personally, but Hollywood has so many strange connections to the Marinette area. Few sports connections, but I know more about the Hollywood context. And everybody I meet has a story about their town. That's fun. Hey, did you know so-and-so is here? Or this was the first whatever was here. The tractor was designed here. Whatever it is, every town seems to have some kind of cool nugget or tidbit. I would love for people to share those with me. And I'm going to take to the streets to get that information. If I can, you're welcome to text it too if you want to make my life easy because I ain't going anywhere tonight. But you can chime in at any point. And I want to say tonight's question is kind of it's a little bit vague, but I watched Rear Window again. It's like was like my 10th time, and I love the world. It's Jimmy Stewart. If you don't know the movie, Jimmy Stewart lives in New York City. He's got like a little courtyard. He lives in an apartment. The apartment is small. He's a kind of a well-known photographer who gets his leg banged up. He breaks his leg. So while he's healing, he's sitting looking out the window at the courtyard and all of his neighbors, and he witnesses a murder. And he tries to get his girlfriend, played by Grace Kelly, to believe it, his nurse from the insurance company, an old buddy who's a detective. And the murderer is played by Raymond Burr. And it's just such a great world. When you look out the window of Jimmy Stewart's apartment, you've got a guy with a piano in this beautiful apartment. He's trying to be a musician. You've got newlyweds in a hotel to this side who the shade is drawn the whole time they're there. You've got across the way a woman he calls Miss Torso, who's a ballet dancer. Miss Lonely Hearts is in another apartment. She's by herself, and she pretends she has a man there with her, and they're having dinner together. It's heartbreaking. Another couple that sleeps out on the balcony that gets rained on sometimes. The movie takes place over a few days of a very hot summer in New York, and I just realized when I was watching this a couple nights ago, I want to live there. I want one of those apartments. I want to be able to – I kind of had this when I lived in L.A. There was a courtyard. And you kind of knew a little bit of everybody's business, but this movie and the set that they built, it's just so, I wanted to crawl in there and live there for a while. And also in the news, the Home Alone house is for sale. There are so many great locations and homes and sets in movies that just make you feel a part of it. And that's what my question is tonight. What movie do you want to live in? I think we've done a similar question in the past, like what house, the Happy Days house or whatever. You can be vague with this. What movie do you want to live in? It could be because of a house, a town, you know, a beautiful scene in nature. You want to live, on the Australian outback with Crocodile Dundee, whatever. Share that with me. I would love to hear that. I would love to hear what movie you want to live in. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know, and as you know, you can text about whatever we are talking about tonight on the show. It's always great when you guys get involved in the show. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, I highly recommend it, folks. It's Anya, how easy is that app to use?
I find that app easier to use than most other apps I use on my phone, actually. It's very Agreed. Simple. I find it very streamlined. And again, you can listen to all of our stations on it. It's really convenient.
And I think so many people ask how they can listen to the show. And that's the first thing I say is the app. But what I like about it too is it is easy to text from the app. There's a little word. It just says text. You tap it and you're off to the races. So if you haven't done that yet, you might enjoy it. You got all the great Civic Media shows. By the way, Todd Alba, I don't know if you caught any of Todd Alba's show yesterday. He did this great conversation about mental health. And Todd's demeanor was just so great because he wasn't coming across as an expert. He was just sort of making people aware. I mean, he shared what he knew, which is more than me. But he also said, here's a number to call. You're not alone. All the things you're supposed to say, it was just expertly hosted. And I would expect nothing less than a guy named Todd Alba to expertly host the Todd Alba Show. But he just did a great job. It was really, so all the Civic Media shows are on the app. So check it out. We, I got to share this, Anya, about a week ago, I talked about people who say goodbye on the phone, but there's like a long pause. Like oftentimes I can tell my son is distracted and I'll say, okay, bye. And there's like this long pause. So I hang up right as he's saying goodbye. And he, Dad, would you hang up on me for? I'm like, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I was hiding my laughter.
I'm just like trying to lay in the bushes and not be heard back there. You can laugh.
Producers are meant to be seen, not spoken. I don't know. Heard, whatever it is. Yeah.
So here's what happened, Anya. You have a boyfriend, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if this is what this is like in your house, but I could sit in the same room with my wife for 2 hours and she won't say a word to me. But the second I get up to leave the room, where are you going? What are you doing?
Where are you going? Yeah, exactly.
I was just sitting there. And it's the same thing. She waits. Like I was on the phone with her tonight and I said, she's always like that person who tries to get one more thought in. So I'll say, all right, you know, bye hon. And she'll say, okay, bye. And then I'm like, as I'm hanging up, have a good show. I'll click off, like trying to get that last bit of information. And it just makes her an awkward goodbye. And I don't like hanging up on people, but I mean, be in the moment. Conversation is an art. Say goodbye. Listen to me. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. Okay. I think you're a little wrong for getting them right as they're saying goodbye. I feel like maybe you're trying to prove a point there.
No. No, I'm not. I wait.
Oh.
I am not passive aggressive. I am just aggressive.
Oh, okay.
So I admit
if
that.
If you're willing to admit that, I am. Go for it. Yeah. No, I don't think you're wrong. I think it's hard when you can't, it's hard to talk to somebody when you can't see them. And then when they're silent and you can't see them, it's like, well, did my phone die? Or where did you drop your phone? If you're just distracted, yeah, that's awful. Yeah.
I thought maybe I got, you know, distracted myself or the call dumped or whatever. But then they talk. I'm like, oh, you are with me. Okay. I mean, usually when I'm on the phone, I'm in the car. So I have nothing else to focus on. I'm not watching TV at the same time or doing homework or whatever the kids are doing, you know. But I don't know. I don't know if you're are you a boxing fan?
I wish I was more of a boxing fan.
Really?
I'd like to learn to box actually.
Really?
So I'd love to get into it.
That's a great, I'm telling you, self-defense. That's the only way you can learn to defend yourself is to actually fight.
Mm-hmm.
You can take these courses and grab a guy here and spray the pepper in the eyes and all that, but the best way to learn self-defense is to actually learn how to fight.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to scrap.
I believe that. I would be scared of you. I'm kind of scared of you now.
Oh, no.
Mike Tyson and one of the Pauls, who's a big influencer. I can never keep the two guys straight.
Jake Paul in this instance.
You sure it's Jake? He's the boxer?
I am. Yes. Okay. Yes. This one I follow.
Oh.
I don't like him, but I've been following the story.
So the fight. So Mike Tyson, who I'm like, I can't stand this guy because I think this Jake Paul fights these guys when they're 50 and out of their prime. And he's like just a rich kid who wants to say he's a boxer. And I'm not saying he's not a, okay, fine. He's a boxer, but Mike Tyson would destroy this guy.
Absolutely.
When he was 30. Mike Tyson at 50 would probably win, but now he bailed, right? Because of health issues?
Yeah, he said he's having a flare up with an ulcer and they're going to announce the new date. The fight has definitely been postponed and they're going to announce a new date at the end of next week.
Come on, Mike. You can fight. Get out there. Kick some influencer butt, will you? I don't know what's wrong. All right, what movie do you want to live in? That's our question. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We'll read your texts when we come back. And we got to play that Kiss Linda Carter thing. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
.5, The Tap.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Alba Show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. Great little joint. Check it out if you haven't. Great craft beers, great craft sodas. I didn't even tease the guests yet, Anya. What do you think about that?
I think you should do it right now if you've got the chance.
And we have great guests tonight. Gigi New will be here in just a few minutes. She is a writer and I knew her as an actress. And then all of a sudden she's like on all these writing and all these shows, which is pretty cool. So Gigi will be here at 7:35. Mike Clemens will drop by at 8:05 to talk some Brewers and some Wisconsin Badgers. And Terry Barr, as she so often does, will join us at 8:35. And she has a new band for us to hear. And I have to, Conrad and I always talk about this, Anya. She is batting 1,000.
Oh yeah.
There was maybe one piece of music she brought us. I was like, okay, it wasn't my thing, but it was still good. Everybody else has been phenomenal. They just get great artists. And if you have not checked out Max Inc on Saturday nights, from 6 to midnight, you have to do it, especially live in the Lair. Such a great show. So yeah, we got fun guests. Sherry says hi tonight. Hello, Sherry. How are you? She says, I love Manitowish water area. Oh, that's beautiful. Have you been there, Anya?
I have. Yes. I've been up to Manitowish.
Gorgeous.
Wonderful area.
Very good. And she says, come to Horicon. I thought you'd say Horicon, Sherry. I thought you would say that was your favorite place because you spend so much time there. But
you would think, right?
Yeah, I would love to go to Horicon. Sherry says Mayberry is where she wants to live. She wants to live in the show Andy Griffith so she can live in Mayberry. Stacy Sue Johnson, how are you, Stacy? She says the Waltons. Everybody getting nostalgic tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sherry says the Andy Griffith Show. Great. I'll tell you what, I think when you look back, it always seems better because you remember the good. And it seems simpler. And that's one of the things that drives me nuts on social media is when people say, well, back then we did this and we did this. And I'm like, well, you didn't have the cool stuff they have now. If you had that then, you would have done that then. You're not a better person than the kids now. You just lived in a different era. But people like thump their chest over it. It's bizarre.
It's really weird. And when you look into it, it's funny. People have been saying like kids these days since the ancient Greek days. So
yeah, right,
we have quotes
right
from back then like, oh, everybody wants to go down to the forum instead of writing a book. And it's like, what are you mad about?
Exactly. It's just bizarre. This is great. Cam from Nina, 651 area code. I don't know where that is. I think that's Minnesota, actually. But sent a picture of a spider, a tarantula, on a wall. And it looks like there's a huge blood splatter under it. Is that supposed to be the Home Alone house?
Oh, yeah. Is that Buzz's tarantula?
Buzz's tarantula, yeah. But
and maybe that's a piece of Buzz he's got? I don't know what that is.
If there's a character you wanted to die in Home Alone, it would probably be Buzz. He was such a jerk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Buzz is that guy. When Buzz gets older, he's saying, oh, when I was a kid, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you could just leave your cousin at home and it wasn't a problem. You could exactly go to Paris alone.
That's right. Andrew from Verona says, I'd like to live in Biodome minus Pauly Shore. I'm with you, Andrew. And by the way, Pauly Shore's mom, Mitzi, from Marinette. Mitzi Shore, who ended up owning the Comedy Store in L.A., married Howard Shore. I think met Howard Shore at UW-Madison. They got married, divorced, and she got this world-famous comedy club on Sunset Boulevard. And she is mother to Pauly Shore.
So many accomplishments in one life.
I'll tell you what. Her club was great. I had very minimal interaction with her. Very slight. But so I can't say anything bad about her. But she, yeah, she lived her part of her childhood in Marinette. Okay. So I, as I mentioned, I was in Madison last week. I did hit the streets. I talked to some people on State Street. As you guys all know, I love hearing about what people are watching, what movies they've seen. And I like to know about people's towns. So I talked to people on State Street, got some information, and we put it together for you. Anya, let's roll it.
Very nice.
What do you think of Wisconsin overall?
I love it. I'm born here, love it. It's a great place to live.
What do you like about Madison?
Just all the things it affords, culture, different, the lakes, the parks, the biking, all kinds of things.
What's the worst thing about Madison?
Traffic.
That's what everybody says. What are you watching on TV, Tim?
I watch a lot of history, National Geographic, Discovery. Those are kind of the shows I like. And sports, a little bit of sports too, but those are my go-tos.
Excellent. So if you could watch one TV show for the rest of your life, what would it be?
One TV show? Right now, I'd say Life Below Zero.
What is that show?
It's on National Geographic. It's a pretty cool show.
Nice.
Tebow living out kind of in the wilderness and making, surviving kind of.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
That's why you like to watch it on TV.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What's your name?
Eve.
Eve, what are you watching on TV?
Right now, I'm watching Criminal Minds.
You got a lot of seasons at your leisure for whenever you want. Do you like it?
I like it. I can't watch it too late before I go to bed because it's hard to sleep. But yeah, I love it.
Who are your favorite comedians?
Maria Bamford, Beth Stelling, Andrew Santino. Name a few.
Nice. So what do you do when you see weird people on State Street?
Admire them.
That's why I love Madison. I'm the same way. When I see it, because I don't live here, when I see weird people now, I look around. My first instinct is to go, look at how weird this guy is. And everyone's like, no, we see that all the time. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's what makes Madison great, all the weird people.
My name is Dagny Skindrud.
Dagny, what do you watch on TV?
I watch a lot of Netflix. Right now, I'm actually watching Hulu, Under the Bridge.
Oh, do you like that so far?
Yeah, it's been great.
Pretty depressing, though, huh?
Yes, it is very depressing.
What's your favorite thing about living in Madison?
I love walking around the Capitol. It's beautiful. The weather's beautiful, and there's a lot of people around.
What's the worst thing about living in Madison?
Same thing. A lot of people around.
You seem like a very conflicted individual.
I am. Yes, I am.
What do you do when you see really weird people on State Street?
I'm a people watcher, so I love it. I love watching people.
Yeah.
What do you like about Madison?
Because I lived in Chicago all my life, so it's fun to just live somewhere else for a change.
What's the worst thing about living in Madison?
It's not Chicago.
That was really fun talking to people. Do we have the story about the underwear?
I will have it for you after break. Yes.
Oh, don't. It's not urgent or anything, but I love hearing the really weird stories. Like, a guy was dancing in his underwear, another guy was sweeping up around him. So we can play it next week, too. It's not a big deal. But, Anya, you have a story about State Street. Do we have time to?
Yes.
Okay.
It's later. A very quick one. I went to Madison in last November for a thing for work here. And leaving our State Street office at night, I was like, well, it's State Street. Let's be careful. And I open the door and I see a man, I kid you not, dual wielding samurai swords.
Whoa.
And he's just casually walking down the street, kind of like this, swinging his arms about. And I have a video of it I can share with you later.
Please put that on the
And
mobile,
I watched him walk away, and then I went to my car, and I thought, Madison, never change.
Please put that on the Nightlight Facebook page. I think
that'd
be hilarious if you can do it. That's great. One of those people said Under the Bridge. I just finished that. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing, but it's a good show. I dug it. All right. Coming up next on Nightlight, writer Gigi New. I thought she was an actress years ago. Thought she had a lot of talent. She segued to writing. We'll talk to her about that. Great to have you with me on this Friday night here at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're not home. You're mine. Not your own. Your heart sweats. Your body shakes.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says Israel has offered a three-phase proposal to wind down the war with Hamas in Gaza, the first of which would take 6 weeks. The deal could lead to a permanent ceasefire and the release of hostages and...
The United States will work with our partners to rebuild homes, schools, and hospitals in Gaza, to help repair communities that were destroyed in the chaos of war.
After his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, former President Donald Trump calls the trial a disgrace and insists that he is an innocent man.
If they can do this to me, they can do this to anyone. And these are bad people. These are, in many cases, I believe, sick people.
Trump vows to appeal the verdict. After a series of delays, Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft is set to make the final test flight carrying two NASA astronauts to and from the International Space Station. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
All systems go for launch tomorrow.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers has appointed three new people to the UW Board of Regents. Tim Nixon, Jack Salswedel, and Desmond Adongo will replace three regents whose terms expired this May. The Board of Regents creates policies that run the UW system, like setting admission standards and the university budget. Donald Trump has been convicted of 34 felonies. Is this a setback for Trump's presidential campaign? Marquette poll director Charles Franklin tells Civic Media Biden could potentially see a 4-point bump in the polls.
Impeachment didn't move the numbers, and the civil cases didn't move the numbers. This one is a different kettle of fish, but let's wait and see before we assume that there will be big movement in the numbers this time.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Vanna White is not ready to retire just because Pat Sajak is hanging it up after 41 years. Sajak's last episode of Wheel will air June 7th. The 67-year-old White says she never would have thought she would have been at the job for 40 years, but loves that she doesn't play a character, is just herself, and gets to give money away. You could try to find something unlikable about Vanna White, but you would not be successful. Jerry Seinfeld cannot stay out of the news lately, but at least he admits he's not a real man. What? You heard it right. Seinfeld says he misses the days of the 60s, when there was a hierarchy that started with manly men at the top like JFK, Muhammad Ali, and Sean Connery, who, by the way, openly admitted to slapping multiple women. Nice comp, Jer. Seinfeld says he is not a fan of toxic masculinity and admits he never made it to real man status because he became a comedian, which allowed him to remain childish. Yeah, that's why. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, maybe a stray storm with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More storms possible Sunday afternoon, highs low 80s. Storms still possible Monday, high around 80. Currently, it's 66.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Just like the water.
right, so Tom mentioned a show I have not thought about in a while. I don't know why you'd want to live there, but he said, where's the show? He says, Pete, was the show I'm Dying Up Here about the comedy club. I remember that. I do remember that show, Tom. I did not watch it, but I believe it was set in a comedy club in LA from like 2017, 2018. Bridget from the 818 says, I want to live in the Blue Lagoon. Wow. You could do a lot worse than that. Anya, I'm going to want an answer from you at some point.
Oh, I have mine ready, but I'll hold on to it.
All right, I'll ask Gigi. You hold on to that. We'll keep people in suspense a little bit longer, and we'll hear at 8:05, Mike Clemens is here talking sports. 8:35, Terry Barr, and we're going to hear a little more of the people on the streets of Madison. Stacey Sue says, Madison is the melting pot of the world. And says, hi, Pete. Hi, Stacey Sue. I'll tell you where I want to live right now is in my next conversation, because it's with a very good friend of mine who I've not talked to in quite a while. I think the last time I saw her in person, she was still an actress, but now she's like this big time writer, which is really cool too. It's my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight, Gigi New. Gigi, how are you?
Hello. Hello, Peach Mama. How are you?
I am well, and thank you for sounding so enthusiastic to talk to me. That's very sweet of you.
Very much. And thank you for calling me a big shot writer. So, you know, we'll just keep going.
You're more of a big shot writer than me these days. It sounds like things are going great for you. Hey, what town, Gigi, would you want? No, I'm sorry, not what town. What movie or TV show do you want to live in? It's a very vague question. I picked Rear Window or like the Home Alone house is for sale. You know, what world do you think would be cool to live in?
I would pick, this is crazy, I would pick the apartment in Tootsie.
Oh, wow, nice. That Bill Murray and Dustin Hoffman shared, right?
Yes, that's where I would love that. That for me, that world, that for me would be it.
That is fantastic. That's a great answer. All right, so catch me up. What the heck have you been up to? You were an actress at one point. Am I wrong?
Oh, for like a split second, Pete. I went to school for acting. Then moved to Chicago, and I, you know, was doing my theater thing. But I was also mostly waiting tables, as you well know. That's where we met.
Yeah.
And then I moved to LA and did try my hand in acting. Had an agent, auditioned and everything. Thing is, I'm Latin. I'm Panamanian and Italian. And so when I was going out for auditions, they would go, can you do that with an accent? I'm like, I don't know. What accent? What are you talking about? You know, and they were like, oh, can you play the maid, or can you play the, and I was like, oh my God, this is awful. This is not really what I want to do. And I had a story, and I won't bore you with it, but it is probably the best. I won't bore you with it, and then I'll say this was probably the best story of my entire life. And I wrote it as just a lark, because I didn't have anything else to do. And my boyfriend, now husband at the time, said, that is the best story I've ever heard, and you should write that down. I did. I gave it to a friend of mine who gave it to his agent. The agent loved it. It was really a Cinderella story. Universal wanted to move with it. It was just silly. You know,
That's like the Hollywood fantasy sort of story. You got a script, give it to your friend, and they pass it on, and something actually happens with it. Because that happens a lot where things don't go anywhere.
Oh, gosh. You know? Dead end. And it started to just make its way around town, and people thought it was fresh and funny. It didn't get made, but it did. It did start my career. It did do that.
As a writer. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. So, all right. So let's take people back a little bit. You said you were a waitress. I was a comedian. You worked at a club called the Funny Firm in Chicago. Yeah. And most of the time when you see a waitress in Chicago or like New York, you just think, well, they're or a waiter for that matter. They're probably trying to act.
That's right.
But you, that was a fun staff you guys had there. It was just a great club.
Best time.
Yeah. So what, do you have any fun memories of that, of your time there working with all these great comics?
Oh my God. Well, you know, the comics, gosh, right? There was, that's where I met Ray Romano. That's where I met, Bill Hicks. That's where I, you know, just Richard Cheney. I mean, they all just were, Paula Poundstone. They were all just at the top of their game. And and we just had a ball with them because there was, I have to say, the comedian's life is, as you know, it's just not easy. And you're just always trying to, you know, how can I get the joke? How can I do that? How can I do it different? And so there was just a real deep respect, I think, on both sides. We really respected the comedians and they really respected us. We weren't just kind of like these servers, you know?
Right.
So it was just great. And yeah, I do remember one story in particular. So I don't know if you were familiar, Pete, with this, the server side of the comedian world, but it was so vital to always make sure that a comedian does the time that they're supposed to do.
Right, of course.
Especially the headliner. Because the whole big thing is, you know, in every club is the 2-drink minimum. And so you've got to, you got to get those drinks out. You got to get as many out as possible. And if you have a headliner that leaves early, you're screwed.
Man. Yeah.
Because you either have drinks coming out or you have, you know, so I remember this one night and it was Ron Schock and God bless him.
Oh, I remember,
you know,
Ron, may, sure.
may he rest in peace. And he was just, he just would either go real long and you didn't know when he was coming off. So you didn't know if you could get in another round or not, or he would just get off whenever he felt like it. And this one night, we all had our drinks, like we were in the middle of a shift and trying to get more drinks out. Anyway, he decided he was done.
He bails.
And he was like, so good night, everybody. And we're like, what? Wait, what? 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 And I mean, that place went into lockdown. Oh, you know, the owner was just like, nobody leaves. We're going to get our money. Like, it was just, we couldn't print the tricks.
No Dine and Dashers.
Oh man, that was one of the most afraid I've ever been because all I could see was my rent like going out the door.
Yeah, right.
It was just crazy. It was
You know, it's funny, Gigi, you mentioned Bill Hicks and Richard Jenny. I became pretty good friends with Richard Jenny and he was really good to me. And Bill Hicks, I have a memory of working with him in Milwaukee. And for those of you who don't know, Bill Hicks was a very edgy comedian, kind of cut from the same cloth as like a Lenny Bruce. I've heard that comparison a lot of times. Yes. And I was kind of intimidated by him. Like they gave him the condo in Milwaukee. I worked with him at the Milwaukee Comedy Cafe
and they
put me somewhere else, but I ended up over there between shows for some reason. He wanted to show me a guitar or something and we're hanging out. And after the show, he says, you know what? He goes, if you were a real pal, and I didn't know him that well, he was just being nice, but he goes, if you were a real pal, you drive me to Maxwell Street in Chicago so I could get one of those Polish sausages right now. Okay, Gigi, it's like 1:30 or 2 in the morning. And I'm like, and I had a couple drinks. I'm like, I'm not going. I go, no, Bill, I'm sorry. I'd love to, but I can't. And I didn't do it. He was gone. He passed away like 3 months later. He died of, I think, pancreatic cancer. And I was like, you know, it was one of those moments where I'm like, I wish I would have just gone. I would have had 3 hours in the car with this comedy legend.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just like one of those things. Yeah. I didn't capture the moment. I really did not want to drive to Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
And I don't know that he expected me to, but anyway.
Nicest guy too.
Yeah, very nice guy.
He and Brian Regan, nicest.
Oh man, Regan's great.
So fantastic.
One of my all-time favorites. So you worked on this show recently called The Garcias.
I did. And I
just remember you, I don't know if it was a Facebook post or you just told me via a Facebook message or whatever, like it was really difficult because of when you were shooting it and where you were shooting it. But I did notice when I looked on IMDb, you worked with Joey Gutierrez, another friend of ours and a Chicago comedian and a really good guy. How cool was that?
Yes. Okay. First of all, he's like one of my dearest friends right now.
Oh, nice.
I have to say your name has come up in terms of just some of our conversation. And so likewise, he just thinks you are top of the rock.
Really?
You
know,
he does. He really does. Nicest guy. So yes. So I got a chance to work with him and we just hit it off. And actually the whole staff, there's only four of us because it was such a small room and it was over Zoom. But I'll walk that back in just a bit. But anyway, Joey and I just became fast friends and he and I are working on a project together that we found off of working the Garcias.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ran the show Still Standing, if I remember correctly, and he worked on another big
That's right.
Some of the Chuck Lorre shows maybe did he work on?
He didn't do Chuck Lorre. He did Greg Garcia. He was on Tim Doyle. He was on Hope and Raising Hope. He was on The Kids Are All Right. He did a show that a friend here in Westport, who I'm dear friends with, did Yes Dear. And he was on that for a while. So he's just had a real
Drew Carey show. That's the other one I couldn't think of.
And Drew Carey. He was on Drew Carey and he was on Martin. And so lots and lots, but he did create Still Standing and then he was head writer on The Garcias. Yeah. Great guy. So funny. I mean, one of the funniest people I've ever met.
My guest is Gigi News. She is a writer and a former actress, which I just found out tonight, but a very accomplished writer and just a good person, Gigi. You're one of the nicer people I've met in this business. And so tell us about The Garcias. And I think you said you tried to film it during the pandemic in Cancun.
In Cancun. Oh, yes. Well, first of all, The Garcias was was kind of like not necessarily a reboot of the show that I worked on called The Brothers Garcia. That was on Nickelodeon. And then, so The Garcias was on HBO, at the time it was HBO Max.
Okay.
And so The Garcias was the kids grown up and then the parents who are now grandparents.
Okay.
And so they're all doing quite well. And we shot it in Cancun. It was during the pandemic. We were all masked. That was a challenge. It was funny because it was so hot. It was so hot. But it was shot on a resort a resort, but the resort was also like it had a school. It was like the biggest resort I've ever seen, and lots of gates. And we were told that we were fine within the resort area, the luxury resort, but they couldn't be responsible for us if we went outside of the resort. Like couldn't be responsible for what would happen to us.
Like for your safety.
And we're like, oh, that's kind of, and Joey goes, I've never been told that. And I worked in Van Nuys and I've never been told that. So it was just little things like at one point we did have to cross a highway and I was with one of the PAs and he was like, come on, let's go. And I'm like, oh, we're going to take a car, right? We're going to take a car. And he's like, no, we're going to take this. And we were in a golf cart. And I was like, no, we're in a golf cart. This is not a car. We can't cross a highway in a golf cart. And he was like, oh, yeah, come on, let's do it. And I was just like, it was white. I was white knuckled at a table read. Snakes would slip into the table read. You know, I mean, it was bananas.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was, you know, and it was real quick. Everything had to be done like real fast, you know, and things would pivot on a dime. It was, hey, we have this, we've secured this in the 11th hour. Guess what? We didn't secure it. Now we've got to change the story, like right now. Oh, really? Because we shoot like in 2 hours. You know, it was that kind of really just down and dirty, gunning and running it. And we got it, you know.
That sounds like a blast. That sounds like fun. Those kind of things are like where you get your chops, you know, and you have those horrible, and they're horrible at the time, but you look back on them and are so much fun. Guest is Gigi News. She is a writer, and we have more with her coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio. The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Talking with Gigi New, an old friend and a great writer who's had some just the... We're survivors, Gigi. We've been around a long time, and I love where we met, and I love how we became friends. And you, what is the deal? I was looking at your IMDb page before. You got the Garcias, the brothers Garcia, the Ortegas. Are you only allowed to write on shows about Mexicans? You're not even Mexican. You just told me that.
I'm not Mexican. I'm Panamanian.
But don't tell anyone that.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually did wrote a television show that not Latin. It had one Latin character in it. But as we were developing it, Olivia Colman came on board.
Oh, nice.
So she definitely is not Latin.
Yeah.
And but Miguel Arteta, who came on board to direct, he definitely was. So I skirted that one, not having to be Latin.
Listen, when you're casting your next role, Latin or not, I know I look really pink on screen and I have this like fair skin, but I'm not even gonna delve into my ethnicity because I think we should work together.
Okay, I do too.
Yeah. So you've worked with a ton of people. Who are some, do you have a good celebrity story? Someone you've really learned from or enjoyed working with?
I have two. So as you well know, so much of writing is just in development. Things that just never go anywhere, but you're working, you know, with that person. And so I had written a television script that Matthew Broderick was interested in.
Oh, fun.
And I live in Connecticut. So I live in Westport, and I'm about 40 minutes from the city. So I get into the city quite often. And when I say the city, I know that's shorthand. It's New York City.
New York City. Right.
I always forget that some people don't know it's New York City.
You're not talking about St. Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. He said he wanted to meet and he wanted to discuss this. And I was like, oh my God, Matthew Broderick. And of course, you know, the first one, everything that comes to mind, the first is Ferris Bueller. Right. And so he wanted to meet me for brunch. And so
brunch,
I went down.
Nice.
Yeah. For brunch. So we went down to the East Village and he walked in and I was like, I tried so hard just to be real cool, like, oh, there's Matthew Broderick, you know. But he looked, literally, he came in with a backpack on his back, and he has that boyish face.
Yeah.
And he's just the most charming. And we were talking, and I said, he said, I really love this script. He goes, this guy is really sharp. And I said, oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And I said, is there anything that you don't, I said, is there anything you don't want to do anymore? And he said, as far as characters, and he goes, I will never play the character that I did in Election ever again.
Oh,
I never
wow.
He said he was a schlub. I'm tired of playing schlubs.
He was so good in that, though. I love that movie.
So
I loved
good,
him in it.
Right? So good. And he goes, I don't want to play schlubs anymore. And so we were talking about single camera shows and multi-camera shows. And he said, single camera, because mine was a single camera, and he goes, those are a little hard. He said, because they take a long time. He goes, my wife did a single camera show. It was an hour. And I'm thinking, and I said, okay. And I go, what single camera show? And I go, what hour show? And he goes, I won that hit the girls with all the girls. And I go, Sex in the City? And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah, that was a 30-minute show, Matthew. And he goes, oh, I just
thought
that was an hour.
Oh, ouch.
But he was so dear and lovely. And Al Madrigal, I always get Madrigal,
yeah.
Yes, lovely on the Artegas. Just fantastic. Warm, ready to take any kind of note, funny as hell, and just a real like giver, you know what I mean? Those are yeah. rare, especially in comedy, you know?
Absolutely. Those are great answers and great names. What's that like living in Connecticut? Is it hard? Like, I know you said you're 45 minutes from New York City, but that's not an easy, and if you're on a staff 9 times out of 10, that's going to be in LA, or do you have to be away from home a lot?
That's right. I would go to LA if I were staffed. Okay. I would certainly move to LA just for however long. But a lot of my stuff has happened in the city, actually. But things on Zoom. You know, you can be on Zoom. The writer's room is still sometimes on Zoom.
Wow.
So it's just, that's how we, you know, we did a lot of the brothers, the Garcias was on Zoom.
Okay.
It's not, you know, and to get into the city, I just take the train into Grand Central. And
that is nice.
You know, about 45 minutes, so it's not a big deal. Okay. You have less time in traffic than in LA, you know.
Right. So, all right. So we have about a minute left, Gigi. What do we do on this show? We talk about what we're watching and what we can recommend, what we're binge watching, or what you maybe have cringe watched, summer blockbusters you've seen. We got about a minute left. Tell us what you're watching and what we should be watching.
Definitely Hacks. No doubt about it. Hacks is just fantastic.
It is.
And Ripley, I love Andrew Scott. That man can do no wrong. So I think those two are totally different.
Yeah.
And then we introduced my son just recently. So we're rewatching Righteous Gemstones, which I just love so much. So yeah, love Succession, but definitely Hacks right now. And if you haven't seen Ripley, highly recommend.
Wasn't Ripley, like last night we were talking about Ripley, and I just saw the first episode of Hacks a few nights ago. Love it. Oh. I'm going to stick with it. It's great.
Yes.
But Ripley is so hypnotic between the shots and the cinematography and Andrew Scott's voice and the way he plays that character. It's so addicting. It's so good.
So good. Yeah. So good. TV at its finest and acting at its finest.
Absolutely. No, he's a great actor.
Yeah,
well, you'll have to keep us posted. I see you got some projects in development. Come back and talk to us when you get one of those up and running. And remember, I am Latin. Remember me as a Latin. It's Schwaba. Don't be fooled.
Well, absolutely.
All right. Great talking to you, my friend.
Oh, you too.
Have a great night. That's Gigi New. She's a very talented writer and just a dear person. It was so much fun spending time with her. Anya, you were nodding. Have you seen that show she was talking about, The Righteous Gemstones?
It's high on my list to be watched. It looks like a fun time.
I have not seen it, but I've heard of it. All right, we're going to talk sports next, folks. And you are in luck because the crack news team at Civic Media is right around the corner. We got a news break. You'll be informed, and then we'll come back and talk about sports. This is Pete Schwaba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll tell you whether or not Trump is fleeing prosecution to a extraditionalist country. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere.